For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Feeding Kentucky, a nonprofit with a mission to alleviate hunger across the Bluegrass State, reports that food insecurity is a reality for 1 in 10 residents age 60 and older. As Rhonda Miller reports, elder refugees in Kentucky face an even higher risk of hunger due to language barriers and lack of transportation.
Hello, how are you? Mushrooms. Okay. There you go. You want some more?
It's a rainy afternoon in Louisville as refugees, some of them in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, line up at outdoor tables filled with fresh leafy green lettuce, bright red bell peppers, cucumbers, and mushrooms.
Hi. Mushrooms.
The man enthusiastically offering mushrooms is John Gowling, a volunteer for Kentucky Refugee Ministries.
Sometimes they can't even speak English, so they just gesture and smile, but, you know, it's usually just, you know, hello and thank you, you know.
Kentucky Refugee Ministries, or KRM, is a resettlement agency that has the state's only federally funded program for refugees 60 and older. This once-a-month mobile food pantry is a partnership between KRM and Louisville's Dare to Care food bank. Eva Nyargis is the KRM coordinator for the Louisville Refugee Elder Program.
We have on occasion had people say, you know, I don't have enough money for food, I don't have food stamps, will you take me to a food pantry? And that's why we kind of started trying to show individual people their local food pantry and help them get down here to KRM's mobile food pantry.
Nyargis says most of those in the Refugee Elder Program get supplemental security income, or SSI. A spokesman for the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food and Nutrition Service said refugees are eligible for benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, based on income and resources. He said the minimum SNAP benefit for a one- or two-person household is $16 a month. Nyargis just says some of these elder refugees get that $16 a month minimum.
I think it can be hard for some people who are living on their own and they get SSI. Unless they're in low-income senior housing, most of that SSI is going to go towards their rent.
At the outdoor food pantry, one of the elder refugees trying to manage two bags of vegetables and an umbrella is 75-year-old Namagishu Namahoro. She's from the Democratic Republic of Congo and speaks with interpreter Patrick Bagaza.
Yes, I'm happy just to get the food.
And what kind of food is she getting?
Tomatoes and other names she don't know, but the food she gets, she's happy, it's good.
Bagaza notices 70-year-old Karina Ngezi, who's from Burundi, juggling two bags of food and a box of vegetables. Does she need help?
Yeah, she needs someone who can just help her to the bus.
There's no specific data on how many elder refugees are food insecure, but director of the University of Kentucky Center for Poverty Research, James Ziliak, says we can look at related data. He's co-author of the annual report, The State of Senior Hunger in America.
We do know that in general, immigrants overall face higher risk of food insecurity than persons born in the United States. We certainly would expect that refugees probably have heightened food insecurity, in part because oftentimes refugees are fleeing very, you know, precarious economic situations in their home country.
Even though elder refugees face many challenges in having a steady supply of fresh, nutritious food, they are far from alone. Across the nation, nearly 5 million people age 60 and older are at risk for hunger. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. This story was produced with the support of a journalism fellowship from the Gerontological Society of America, Journalist Network on Generations, and the Silver Century Foundation.